That was Chasing Rubies from Hudson Taylor. I bought two CDs this week. The first was The Best of Elaine Page, and the second one was that brand new CD from Hudson Taylor. And I was kind of toying, will I do Elaine Page or will I have Hudson Taylor? And I decided, let's have Hudson Taylor. It'll blow off the cobwebs because we're into March already, and spring has well and truly sprung, thank God. Now, my first guest this morning is Stephen Neal. And Stephen is, Reverend Stephen Neal, I should say, and he's the rector of Selbert, Strafford and Newcastle Lions. And he joins me in studio this morning. Stephen, thanks for coming into us on Religion Matters.
Thanks, Brenda. It's great to be with you.
Yeah, and it's great to finally meet in person. We've been, I suppose, social media friends for a few years now.
Absolutely. I feel I know you. We've met for the first time today.
Absolutely.
We've exchanged so many conversations over the years.
It's been great. Yeah. And listen, congratulations on your new appointment, because it is a brand new appointment.
Thank you.
So yeah, tell us a little bit about where you've come from in terms of your last appointment.
My previous parish, where I was for nearly 17 years, was the Clochjordan and Burrisacane group of parishes in North Tipperary and Offaly. And I had five churches there, all rural, largely agricultural, and I suppose very different from the scene I'm in now. But I suppose from a point of view of interest, there were a couple of things that were interesting about the parish from a wider perspective. Clochjordan hosts Ireland's only eco-village. And Moneygall, of course, falls within the parish boundaries, which is now quite well known due to President Barack Obama's visit there back in 2011.
Yeah, and you actually have met the Barack Obama a couple of times, haven't you?
I have. I've met him twice and his wife three times, actually. He was back in the White House last March for St. Patrick's Day and met them again. But yeah, I met them on the day they came to visit Moneygall and found them charming and lovely people, very easy to talk to. And,
yeah, they come across as very warm insofar as a president can come across as warm in the context of the job that he does. But I think there's a good sense of fun in the two of them as well.
Very much so. Great spark between them. It's lovely to see actually two people who are so obviously still very much in love, which is lovely to see in a couple.
Yeah.
And they really spark off each other the whole time. So that was lovely to see as
well.
But very spontaneous, very natural. It's just like talking to you, very easy.
Yeah. So you're more or less saying I'm presidential. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much, Stephen.
But of course.
Brownie points, brownie points. Now listen, tell me about your new appointment, Selbert, Strafford and Newcastle Lions. I know Strafford quite well because it's a beautiful village. And I would sense that Selbert would be quite different from Strafford.
Selbert is very much more commuter belt for the city. Strafford is a more settled place. Strafford Church is very popular for weddings. It's a real wedding venue, and of course it's close to the Cake Club and various places like that. One thing I've noticed in Selbridge, where we're living, and I suppose we've got to know particularly well in the few weeks we've been there, is that it has a village feel to it, which is most interesting. For somewhere that's so close to the city, it actually is just like walking down Clochjordan Street where I lived before, and there's a lovely intimacy about the place. So although it's a big town, it has a village feel, which is great. And Newcastle Lions then is a real gem. It's one of the oldest churches in our diocese, in our United Diocese of Dublin and Glendalough. Beautiful church, and I must say that the three churches give me a great diversity of experience, and really looking forward to getting to know the people. I'm in the business now of trying to knock on doors and trying to find the parishioners, and it's going to be a while before I get to know everybody. I'm not a great person for remembering names, but once I get to know them in their own homes, hopefully they'll stick.
I think it's an unfair question, so I'm not going to ask it to you about what your plans are, because obviously parish life goes on and church life goes on. And I think you probably want to settle in and get a feel for the place before.
I think it's important. I think it's important to listen and learn and watch, because just because there's been a vacancy doesn't mean there's been nothing going on. I must say one of the things that's very exciting is a huge level of lay activity in the parish. The parish has been vacant for almost a year, but that hasn't stopped the people doing things, and the church is really vibrant and alive. And I have very much a sense of becoming part of a team. Yes, I'm rector, and there is a leadership role within that and a responsibility. But I also have a sense of being part of something bigger, and it's a real privilege to be part of the team.
Yeah, well, we're delighted that you've come into us so soon, because I know you had your ceremony of installation, if that's the proper term, just a couple of weeks ago. So we're kind of getting you fresh from your installation.
Yeah, the paint's not dry on me yet.
Now, you very kindly agreed. We've been doing a Lenten Thought for the Day series because we do a regular Thought for the Day, but we thought we would like to turn our thoughts towards Lent. And you very kindly agreed to do one for us this week and next week as well.
That's right.
Yeah. And we really appreciate that. So I think without further ado, I'm going to hand over to you and get you to share with us your thought for the day for the second Sunday of Lent. It's hard to believe we're into the second Sunday of Lent already. And listen, thanks a million for coming in to us.
No, thank you. And thank you for the privilege of being able to do this. Thank you.
Okay, over to you.